This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm actually heartened by MAGA World's continuing to hold the administration's feet to the fire. I think sometimes you would expect folks to sort of defer to the president, and that's just not happening. I think most of us who are on social media see that people are not satisfied with the answers from the administration, and they shouldn't be, because we had not just the attorney general, but also the director of the FBI and the deputy director of the FBI all say that those two gentlemen, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, say last year and the year before, Kash Patel said that that FBI and DOJ wouldn't do anything under the Biden administration, that it was up to Republicans in Congress to do it, and that DOJ and FBI wouldn't do anything about it because of who was on the list.
Huh. Keep in mind, Kash Patel had a very high-level security clearance, and this is what our FBI director sounded like 18 months ago.
That Bill Gates is lobbying Congress night and day to prevent the disclosure of that list? And why is it that the Senate, you know, and good for Senator Blackburn to try to get it out, but then Dick Durbin comes over the top and says, no, we're not going to release the names? I don't care about the list itself, but if release the names, right? What the hell are the House Republicans doing?
What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? Well, yesterday, over and over and over again on X, where everything that's important happens, the word resign was trending. It's been going on a couple days, mainly aimed at PM Bondi. Things got a little more complicated yesterday when Trump stepped up and defended her. That was weird. Now nobody knows what to do. So yesterday, Trump just blasts out this poor reporter for asking about Epstein. And that ricocheted all over the internet. It just absolute mess. And angry. And it shows you kind of, and you can see how this could be, it shows you kind of how Trump is inside of a membrane. That's not my words. That's Conservative Treehouse's tweet overnight. One of the biggest Trump supporters ever. And they said, yeah, he's inside a membrane. You have to puncture it. He really thought this would be no big deal. And he's obviously mad about it. This is the first thing I've ever seen. Overnight, calls for resignation from. You never see these people all agree on anything. Glenn Beck, Laura Loomer, biggest pro-Trump person ever. It's been a sidekick of his for years. Trump reduced Alex Jones to tears. I'm not kidding. He's actually crying online over this Epstein situation. Eric Erickson, who I can say now, he's not on the station anymore, is a smushy gush. Practically a Democrat, very moderate. He's calling for Bondi's resignation. It goes on and on. Emerald Johnson, on and on. He's like every faction of MAGA. There is no exception. There's nobody going, well, we should trust Trump. Nobody. I've never seen that before. And it's obviously getting to him.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, We have Texas. We have this. We have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Yeah. See, the problem is that the proverbial, you know what's about to hit the fan here. Because, you know, they're proof that Epstein did in fact kill himself is this video, right? You seen a video online? Yeah, look at it. Wow, it's we just got the video train on the cell seat. Nobody went in. There's a minute missing from the video. We'll get into that in the next segment. Well, overnight we find out there's kind of a big problem with that video. Oh boy, is it big. You know that cell that the camera's focused on? Trump world, Trump team, all said, see, look, nobody came and went, so he killed himself. That's not Epstein's cell. Wait. The video camera was not focused on Epstein's cell? No. Well, what about the other door? Was that Epstein's cell? There's two doors in the video. Huh-uh. Well, where's Epstein's cell? Well, you can't see it in the video. You can't see it in the video? No, it's off camera. Are you kidding me? And they didn't include that? No, they tried to hose you. Here's Glenn Beck's show breaking this yesterday, and it broke the internet.
So I looked around to see if there was any confirmation on what this cell was, and I found an OIG report from the Justice Department 2 years ago that shows the camera angle and the one camera that was actually working. So you can see the diagram, and I think we actually have it if you're watching this right now. There's a diagram that shows where this camera is. It shows where Epstein's cell is. And the big thing that stands out, Glenn, is this camera doesn't even have eyes on Epstein's cell at all. Like, not at all.
That's incredible.
Four different.
Remember how one of the cameras was conveniently out? That was the one with eyes on Epstein's cell. This doesn't prove that he killed himself. Oh, look, see, no one came to the cell. Yeah, you know what? You are literally being gaslit by the Trump administration. I never thought I would say those words. Well, that didn't go over well. And they're not sure how to deal with it. Laura Ingraham just brushed by it last night, but I want to play this for you to confirm what you're hearing on Glenn Beck.
Now, the video also doesn't show the door to Epstein's cell, but we do see what appears to be his last moments outside of it. The DOJ Inspector General says this blurry figure in orange is Jeffrey Epstein being escorted for the final time to a cell at 7:49 p.m. Nearly 11 hours later, an officer would find him dead.
Yes, that would be 11 hours where we have no video coverage on the cell, on Epstein's jail cell. Yes, thank you. So to put that video out and it's dishonest and dishonestly say, see, this proves you eating, he wasn't murdered. No, it doesn't. Now, in the video shot they give you, Bondi and friends, sure, you could have walked through that video to Epstein's cell, that like video angle. Problem is, you could have walked through the angle where there is no video because it's conveniently out. The video camera is out. And if you walk through that angle, you could have come in, thrown a party, and taken your sweet time killing him. You could have taken 2 hours killing him. You could have emerged covered from head to toe in blood. You could have emerged with two black eyes from your fight with Epstein. No one would know. They kind of didn't say that. I don't know. Is that kind of dishonest? Because to me, sure feels like it. So what is the motivation here? By Team Trump, and Trump's in it now too. He stood up for them. I don't know, but I can't wait to see the text line after this. 800-905-0980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Beaten up. This is the perfect intro music for me to announce. It's fact now. The Democrat Party is now launching terror attacks on America. It's okay. The IRS is going to get them. Joint press conference between the DOJ, IRS, and the FBI. They are investigating the funding, finally. This is going to go right back to the Democrat Party. It is. The Democrat Party has become a terror organization. Very clearly have seen that between McAllen, Texas, what happened there, and Alvarado. Black bloc, folks, go read the history of Nazi Germany. Black bloc clad, baklava, street thugs. They've brought them back. And the black bloc communists would clash with the brown shirts. Eventually the brown shirts won, but they're all the same. Birds of a feather. Democrat Party's brought him back by while calling everybody else a fascist. It's unbelievable. I don't even know how this stuff happens. But anyway. So in order to assist in the their apparent goal to murder ICE agents, Democrats want them unmasked. Now, we already know their street thugs are going to their homes, harassing their children online, showing up on their front porch, including over 1,000 who showed up at deportation czar Tom Homan's house. But it's not good enough. They want them unmasked so as to better hunt them. They're not even hiding it.
Democrats are doubling down on their anti-ICE stance with a new bill from Senators Cory Booker and Alex Padilla requiring ICE agents to be unmasked and carry a visible ID.
The bill is actually pretty straightforward. You know, no face coverings, no masks. I mean, if you're out in the streets of Los Angeles, whether you're a citizen, a legal resident, or an undocumented immigrant, and somebody without these identifiers is approaching you, masked up, coming out of a marked car, you have no idea what's going on.
Despite the recent attacks on ICE agents, and let's be clear, Joe, those were attempted shootings and killings of ICE agents. They tried to kill these ICE agents, Joe. What are they doing here?
And let me answer your question with a question. How many Democrats have condemned those two ambushes that we saw last Friday and Monday against ICE agents and police officers that included one officer being shot in the neck, others surviving 20 to 30 rounds of shots from high-powered rifles carried out by far-left maniacs? 10 are now under arrest for attempted murder. Because unless we missed it, and I'm pretty sure we didn't, I haven't seen anyone on the left side of the aisle walk up to a microphone to condemn those attacks and defend those agents and officers. And yet here we have Senators Cory Booker, Alex Padilla attempting to put ICE agents in a situation where their identities are known that puts them in danger and their families in danger. This is only going to get worse before it gets better. And as Tom Homan said, this is going to result in our federal agents actually being killed. We already saw attempts on their lives just last week. And again, over the summer, as ICE agents try to do their job, you got to think more ambushes may be in store. And unless members of both sides of the aisle and the media condemn these without ambiguity, it's going to keep happening over and over again.
Yeah, and to
think about this for a minute. They want them unmasked, take a photograph and put them up on the internet, but they also want their IDs. What's on your ID? You know, your state issued ID. Your address. So they can find you. Now, folks, before this last week, that was merely stone cold evil. With Democrats suiting up in Black Bloc, Antifa members, ambushing these officers, and they want them to carry and display their IDs, which have your address. Why? So they could just get you in the morning when you come out the door of your house, kill your wife and your kids. Folks, I told you Russia Revolution was going to happen. God, this is a textbook. It's textbook. This is what they did. It all started with the ambush of cops. And then they went to their homes. And eventually they tortured them in front of their families. That's how you got the Russian Revolution. That's how Russia ended up with communism. Russia didn't want communism. Now, what the communists did, they killed over 22,000 people this way. And they had to do it through terror on a case-by-case basis. Folks, they even had a group just like Black Lives Matter where you would donate to them. And it would assist in their hunting, torture, and murder of police officers. And then they, you know, in the beginning, they'd get hauled in. They still had a justice system. They'd try them. If you were on the jury and you found them guilty, they'd be at your house that night. They'd kill the judge. But worse, a lot of times they come out and just torture you, leave you alive to talk about it. And I mean, I really torture you. I'm not talking about waterboarding. I'm talking about leaving marks. And then everyone became so afraid. You are watching the pre-Soviet revolution. Folks, it went on for 20 years. You're watching it. They are using the textbook. This is it exactly. They don't have the numbers to fight us. So they're going to do it through terror. The Democrat Party is becoming a terror organization. There is no other way to put it. None. Now, somebody say it. Republican leadership needs to say it and stop these people. Again, they're just implementing federal law as on the books. If they don't like it, run on changing it. Run on open borders. You could take away ISIS power. You could just strip the law, but they don't want to do that. They want to lie and sneak their shadow electorate, their shadow voters, their shadow nation into this country, 20 to 50 million strong, and they want you to wake up one morning finding you live in a one-party system just like China, and then they will laugh and mock you. That's what they want. And they're willing to kill to get it. That started this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.